My goss is totally hot.
And ready.
The episode is full of pertinent information. We talk about new drag shows on TV. Pertinent posit information. We talk about new drag shows on TV and why people are so up in arms about drag, honey.
The nuanced discussion of crediting inspiration versus blatant recreation.
And why Twitter porn is so enticing.
Honey, I gotta like. Plus, a ton of DMs to catch up on. And we've got some intel and updates and positronic posits.
Mm-hmm. Tricks and queries, too, on an all-new episode of...
Hot Goss!
M.
Oh.
M.
Mom!
Wiglet. I actually, you know what I need? A wiglet. Welcome back for another steaming piping, squalding, serving gov. This, of course, is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep old dive into the DMs.
Yes.
Let's get into some. What's going on?
What's tea, Christine?
What's the tea, Christine? See, that's what Drag Race needs.
What?
It needs characters who shake it up a little bit, you know? Who come into Drag Race with the purpose and the intention of shaking the fuck up out of it. Who, someone like, I mean, you know, we just quoted Vanjie. She's sort of off the wall, singular, I don't know, someone like a Bob the Drag Queen, you know, we need those characters in this world.
I agree. Where in the world are you?
I'm in Austin, Texas.
Oh.
Last night we did Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. Put your lighters up.
Hey. Honestly, I think there should be a batch of drag monologues. And Laganja's monologue should be in there.
Well, that's the Bible.
New York about Gemma's shoes should be in there. Dixie Carter should be in there. Lights went out in Georgia.
Yes.
The opening of Rolling on a River that Tina says because so many girls get the words weird and wrong.
Dun, 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 dun,
sometimes we like to take it even less rougher.
Kind of difficult.
Kind of advanced intermediary. Devil Wears Prada. The
and monologue. 10 or 15 skirts from Calvin Klein.
Yeah, it's just, we need a book of all of those monologues, very much so.
What are you doing?
I'm in London. I'm in London for one more day before I go to Cardiff for a death drop. And I'm just trying to wrap up my London pied-à-terre and pack things away. Cherished mementos I keep around.
When you see River Medway next, please go scratch.
When I see who?
Just tell her. River Medway.
I definitely will. River's been a lot of fun.
Please just say to her, scratch, and then walk away and see what she says.
I found out that scratch is a code word, too. I didn't know.
It is? I don't use it that way.
Okay.
We just were really obsessed with this song.
The song. Yep. Okay.
Got to scratch yours, you got to scratch mine. Scratch. Anyway, are you going to be watching Drag Den on December 8th on Amazon Prime, hosted by Manila Luzon?
I could not imagine missing it. I'm obsessed with this photo. Manila with all these top model looking hookers behind her.
Mm-hmm.
Saying, everybody is in black and gold, I'm the shiniest and I'm in red. Get behind me. Now,
and
I said,
I'm the
get
biggest.
Further behind me.
I'm the biggest on the post.
Good for her. She deserves
it. She knows what's at.
Yeah.
She's the host.
That's why she's here, honey.
This is exciting. I love to see this. More drag is more drag. We're always going to be happy about it, but we will always bitch and complain about our new season of Drag Race. But we won't bitch and complain about this because this is great, and I can't wait to see this.
Did you see this thing on Crystal Versace wearing the face that Hungary basically paints on the Drag Race finale UK?
Do we have a picture?
Yeah, you scroll down on the thing. There was a huge back and forth on Twitter, and I had to chime in at some point because it's what we do. But I went to Crystal's page on it. I followed her anyway, and I said, wow. What did I say? I said something like, is he hungry? Look, how cool, right? Because, you know, imitation is a sincere form of flattery. And there was no credit on there. And I said something to the effect of, Crystal, you look great, period. You should tell your fans about Issy Hungary, too, because, like, what good is our platform if we can't expose other artists to, like, the privileges that we have from being on a TV show and winning like that? Because Hungary is an amazing drag queen, but the Drag Race franchise has not shown its light on them yet. So, like, a lot of young fans don't know. So in the comments, they're like, Crystal ate. Hungary didn't come up with this line makeup, blah, blah, blah. Crystal's is way better. Hungary, hungry for attention. Like, dogging Hungary out when they shouldn't have been, because Crystal obviously got her inspiration from this makeup that Hungary did. And she's not crediting, which is fine. But you don't have to credit everybody for every single makeup, but it's clear what this is. But then I went back to the post today. She deleted my thing. So you're seeing it, bitch. And everybody that I've met in the UK says that Crystal is not the most pleasant to work with. So I feel free in saying that too. So good luck, KV. And don't give her a mic. Let her do her number with her fans and everything. And I mean those oscillating fans, because I heard when she was trying to do a show at the Clapham Grand, she sold 9 tickets.
Don't you dare talk about my fans. Well, from what I've seen, you don't have that many.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, like, don't talk
change
shit.
Your
don't
outfit.
Talk shit.
Change it around.
About another drag queen unless you can back it up with facts or you have the experience. Because, like,
okay.
I just wouldn't do it.
Here's the thing. Always steal in drag. Stealing in drag is our birthright. It's what we do. It's great. But it's very easy to say, oh, yeah, I stole that from Is She Hungry? I mean, it's the easiest thing to say, and then it's not an issue anymore. And it's like, oh, and you give a little light to an artist that maybe the Drag Race, you know, world and Drag Race fans don't know about. Good. Then it's over. But to be like, no, I am the inventor of this. Girl, it's okay. And it's not an exact replica. I mean, Is She Hungry has a very distinct sort of eye that she does, but Crystal Versace made it her own by doing, you know, the heavy liner and the cuck-a-da-ca.
And so it's white, like, Sharon Needles contact. Yeah, it's great.
It's a takeoff of it.
She looks great.
But it is very much an Is She Hungry look. So just, you know, I stole it, and don't I look great?
I don't like the art of being anti-graceful. Like, practice grace. If, like, someone says this is, like, totally that and you're getting called out on it, either shut off Twitter and get off of it.
Make a joke about it and move on.
Yeah. Or
don't try and delete everyone who said something about it.
Or acknowledge it, because if not, we're all going to see it because we're already talking about it. And, like, we're talking way more than you did on the finale, Miss Crystal. They gave you 2 sentences because obviously you didn't have much of significance to say. All Lawrence and Viv feel like, you know, they've done it. She's like, what, 19, 21, something. I'm not paying to hear her talk, that's for sure.
Listen, she's a young person. At age 20-something, I had certainly not had it all figured out, especially navigating a world of, you know, social media and all of these things. So let's be a little bit patient.
But you were smart enough at least to work in a place with books that had a glory hole.
A Why don't we take a break? But first,
you want to go to
this
the rainbow?
Is a song that's our
rainbow spotlight.
It's called Phoenix.
Oh, that's when you leave the reverb on really strong.
Spotlight. I don't like. I do like living in here in Rainbow Spotlight. It's Phoenix by Honey Har.
Let's take a listen and we'll be right back.
Phoenix.
Try to find you, but I don't think you care. Caught up your phone, it's ringing out of you there. Yeah. Think I lost myself trying to find us. So baby, give me that bottle. I'ma go harder. You ain't got a reason I should stay. Just watch the way I move. Now watch me walk away. I'm not afraid. I think I'm more than ready. Bet you didn't think I'd be this sick of it.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag.
Have a little patience.
She literally said, I'm supposed to have a private dressing room. I won the show. She said that to someone at a venue on the season 3 tour. She literally said, I won the show. I'm supposed to have my own dressing room. She thinks that it actually matters who wins the fucking show. It doesn't. It just matters how good of an entertainer you are if you could sell the tickets to demand the level of cunt that you're serving. And you can leave all of that because some of the new girls need to be told, I guess. Crystal.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
She asked for a late checkout.
I did.
Most people at the front desk never tell anybody about the late checkout.
No, they don't. It's a fake phenomenon.
You know what's real? Tweet toots!
Yes, we are back, and I want to hear about this tweet tits.
Oh, we've been back. You can play all of that. Let it be known.
The KV is back, darling.
Turn your back. Set her aside. We said it right. She said that on Tweet Toots, Robbie Turner left Twitter in 2018, came back 4 years later just to be like one porn video and then dipped again. That's iconic. I don't care. So 4 years
just
ago.
To like one porn video.
Yeah, to put a heart on it. 4 years ago, Robbie Turner left the Twitter sphere to take some time to reflect upon. I don't know. Maybe he was in mourning for his Uber driver. I don't know what his deal was. But he liked Raheem's video, Alice in Wonderland, which also stars Felix Fox. And Felix Fox just did a wonderful scene where he took on a bevy of gentlemen. And I applauded and shed a silent tear when he had to stop because he tore.
Okay.
I felt bad for him. He tore. They were like, no, we got to stop.
Wait. That didn't really happen, did
it? Yes,
it
did. Oh, my God, yeah. There's so many scenes that just stop. And then there was one with the Raheem and Elijah. They did one with this guy named Clark Kent or something. And I was like, why didn't they come? And then I rewound it a little bit, and I saw when it started to – when the film should have turned to black and white, because if not, you would have seen the brown.
Okay.
I don't like that in porn. If it happens wherever else somehow, you overlook it. But in porn, nope. If I see shit, I'm clicking.
Well, usually they flat. I mean, I've like never seen that in porn, which I actually think is unrealistic for like, I don't know. I mean, it's like, oh, so in porn, literally everything happens. The sky is the limit, except shitting slightly on someone. Absolutely never happens. It's illegal. You have to, the videos are flagged and removed and scrubbed from the, when actually that probably happens in real life, I would imagine.
Oh, I'm sure porn stars have paint parties, but you don't put it in the video. This has
why
a couple,
not?
No, I don't want
realistic.
It in the
realistic.
No.
Realism.
You want smell-o-vision too then, bitch? Have it, but I don't want it.
No.
Okay, well then, do you. I'll do me. But, like, there were a few too many strokes in this last Raheem video that had, like, that I was like, oh, no. And then it stopped. And
where? Is it recent?
Yeah, it's on his OnlyFans. I'm a subscriber. And it's the one with Elijah.
Not
him.
Only am I a subscriber, but I'm also a star.
I'm one of Raheem's fans, not Crystal's fans. Although, I could be a fan of Crystal.
I am not one of your fans. Jesus Christ.
It's with someone named Mr. Kent. He looks like Superman. Oh, okay. It's a great video. Okay. Until the end when the shit pops out. And you're like, oh.
Well, anyway, Set Her Aside is trolling, checking Robbie Turner's likes on Twitter. and saying that she came back and mistakenly signed into her old account and liked a porno video by Raheem. Well, you know what? What is Robbie Turner supposed to do? She's supposed to disappear from the world forever.
I don't know. I'm not in charge. But I am sure of one thing. I'm going to see Jinx Monsoon in Chicago as Matron Mama Morton singing When You're Good to Mama.
Honey.
I pity the stage manager that has to deal with all of the improvs that will come out of her mouth at some point because you know Drag Race fans are going to be reckless and bawdy and screaming, I love you, Jinx! They're not going to behave.
They're going to have to rename it from Chicago to Jinx as Mama Morton. They're just going to have to rename the whole show because Mama Morton's going to be now the central character. It's going to start on her doing a monologue, doing a song at the top of the show.
I can't wait to see it.
She's going to sing Maybe This Time out of context. I mean,
she's going to do selections from Kiss of the Spider Woman during intermission. Do you all mind if I poke my head out and do a number? Just one quick one.
I'm so happy for her.
Kenny, will you give them the fans? We have fans in the lobby. Kenny. I can't wait. It's at the Ambassador Theater from January 16th to middle of March. She's got an 8-week run. which is the longest she's ever run anywhere, probably.
This is a big deal. We love to see this. I'm so happy for her. And you better get it, mama. We love you so much.
Yes, bitch. The mom girl out there.
Girl, they're oh, they're not ready, honey. They ain't ready, honey.
They're not ready.
It is now the Mama Morton show, bitch. Oh, my God. I
bitch,
can't wait.
When she's,
I'm so excited.
She gets to sing class, too. Like, for her to be doing that number, I'm so excited.
Oh, fucking hell.
Whatever happened.
God damn it.
She's going to eat, as the Crystal Versace fans would say. She ate. No crumbs left. You ate this look. Okay.
Well, that run begins January 16th, and I can't wait to see it. Now, let's do this segment, which we call...
Let's get political. I wanna get political. Let me see your belly. Yeah, that part.
I was just doing it. You know, you can layer that in. You can just sort of layer that in the low end.
We'll get Tomas in.
Yeah.
We're here, premiere. It's third season on HBO this week. And this first episode is really politicized. This is the one where the town tried to, like, get them kicked out and pull their permits. It's in Granbury, Texas, wherever that hellscape is. And the girls were doing the morning rounds, the TV shows. Chandler just got off Dancing with the Stars. And their press junket look, they look so good.
So
Chandler
pretty,
looks like
honestly.
Janet Jackson.
She does.
Bob's hair is nice, and he looks nice. And Eureka.
I love Bob's hair.
It's so
like
great.
A fucking braid loaf on top.
Mm-hmm.
And Eureka is a tangerine dream.
No. This is peach. Shangela's in tangerine, darling.
Don't you come the raw prawn with me.
Well, prawn,
yeah, it's the
prawn
color
is
of a prawn.
Light pink. Yeah.
It's the color of a prawn.
Eureka is wearing fresh prawn with a platinum shadow rooted finger wave. It's beautiful. The girls look great. And they're doing their We're Here thing where they make people in drag who can't do it on their own up in the gig. And teach them things
in
through.
Especially, you know, especially difficult places to do drag and to be queer and to live a queer existence. So it's especially significant now because, you know, politics has decided that now drag is the hot button issue that they're using to rile up their fucked up base, which is really... annoying. I feel like the NeNe Leakes meme where it's like, now why am I in it? Like, why are we in it all of a sudden? Why are you trying? Why are all the conservative politicians talking about a girl? All we're doing is fucking lip syncing to Rihanna and taking money that we don't get pay taxes on. I mean, and if you like, do not come over here and say that we are the source of all of society's ills, because y'all are fucking dumb cocksucker bastards. Fuck, actually, you should suck cock because you'd probably be in a fucking better mood. But
you know, it would get
that
a great mood if they put on a wig and sucked it.
Put on a wig and suck it, suck it. Put on a wig and suck it, suck it. So this makes a show like We're Here all the more, you know, necessary and important and significant. So I'm excited for a new season with the dolls. They all look gorgeous and great.
And the promo is leopard this season. On the big billboards, they're all in leopard. They look great.
The doors I've opened.
Huh.
I did invent leopard print. I know that before me. No one had ever worn leopard print, so I'm glad that, you know, I'm glad that I can invent that.
It's been a busy year for you, inventing leopard, inventing podcasting.
I also invented Is She Hungry's makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break? Why don't we invent a break and not credit anyone for it?
Well, I'm mad about Crystal not doing it because I didn't do it years ago. I tried to hire a makeup artist out of the Northwest to do his makeup.
Oh, I remember.
And I wasn't doing my social media that day because it was DragCon and I had nails on. So people were just taking pictures of me and posting, including Anthony, who was doing my social media. And I didn't say, oh, this makeup, which I paid another makeup artist to do, because I was going to do a weekend cap where I did everything and did all my outfit credits and my makeup credits and stuff.
So but you were going to.
Within 4 hours, I get my phone back and they're like, you need to. And I was like, what? And I was like, oh, God, really? So that's why you need to credit people, especially like when it's so clear who it's from. And like, because if you're in a higher position or in any position to benefit, it seems like you're stealing from an artist, because this is an art type of thing. It's very clear where she got this from. I'm on a soapbox, and I'll get off it now, and we can take our break. Courtney, take your break.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week, you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah, and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
We are back, and this is a section where we, you know, often on this pod, we pause it. It's a pause it pod, and we pause it questions about many, many, a bevy of topics,
Of
beauties and a bevy of topics.
So
sometimes people write in answers to maybe questions or
just to tell
information
us we're wrong, too.
About things. Yes. So
pause it.
Who giving she us pronunciation is? Notes.
It.
Tell your little Polly Pocket voice.
Why is she coming in here?
Acting like she Duolingo.
Posit means assume as a fact, put forward as a basis for an argument.
Not if they listen to this.
Posit.
Well,
she needs to pause it. That's what she can do. She can put it on pause while my sister's talking. Tell them, Alaska.
Why don't you go ahead and read this first one?
I will.
Someone telling us why we're fucked up.
Thank you. This is from Mark. Love the pod, longtime pod friend. Love that you've gotten to season 8. It's my only opportunity to share drag trivia only known or seriously cared about by me. As a Palm Springs denizen, you must be familiar with Idlewild, right? Idlewild is home to a world-renowned boarding school and summer program specializing in performing, literary, visual, and Native American arts. But did you know that as children, both Acid Betty and years later Naomi Smalls were students in the summer program? And with any luck, Idlewild's own Eva Ziegfeld may pop up in a season soon. As the former president of summer and auxiliary programs at Idlewild Arts.
Vice president, sorry.
I'm proud of how the place is allowing the children to be who they are meant to be, Mark. Thank you, Mark. That is cool.
No, I didn't know that. I have heard of Idlewild. But that's very exciting that they have a boarding school and summer program, for performance, and some of our, you know, sea stores have come through there. Thank you for sharing that, Mark.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. And
thank you.
I'm glad that you are glad we're doing season 8 and now we're not doing season 8 anymore. Anyway,
continue on in 2025.
Yes. This comes from Anon. Agog. I was just listening to the first Canada versus the World recap episode and heard Willem in Alaska remarking on why the guest judges on the Canadian installations of Drag Race are never famous actors, like the actors on Schitt's Creek, for example. It's because of boring union rules in Canadian TV. Since the show is a non-union production, they can't use union actors. And any actor famous enough to be recognized would belong to ACTRA or SAG or both. Going non-union is a huge cost-saving measure, duh. And we all know how much the queendom of WoW likes to pinch a penny. Love you, work. And love your work and love you, girls. Aha, that all makes sense.
I want to agree with this, but when Drag Race was a non-union show, they used union actors all the time.
But that's in America.
It is. So that's why I want to agree with it, because I don't know all the rules for Canada, but I would not be surprised if that was the case at all.
I think it's a Canada thing. So, I mean,
but how is Priyanka non-union after being on TV all those years?
Well, her show might not have been union because she's not acting on the show. She's hosting.
Oh, yeah.
And like when they had Shania Twain on, she's a big star, but she's not like in a actor's union.
Wow.
Okay, maybe that's true.
Good to know. Thank you for sharing that with us.
I'm going to ask Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Next comes from Erin. She says, hi, Alaskatino, Wilhelmina, and Dipperina. Longtime listener, first-time headphone user from the great white north of Ottawa, Canada, the capital of the country. No, it's not Toronto. While at first I wasn't familiar with the international songstress Anjulie, when she walked into the workroom, I was very familiar with her song, Brand New Bitch, because of a little thing in Canada called CanCon, short for Canadian Content. The Canadian Radio, Television, and Telecommunications Commission, CRTC, has requirements that all Canadian media has to play a certain percentage of Canadian content that was at least partly written, produced, performed, or contributed by Canadians. 40% of the songs on the radio, 55% of yearly TV, and 50% of daily TV needs to be Canadian content. So you can bet your bottom dollar when Brand New Bitch came out in 2011, that's all we heard on the radio. Thank you for making all the lovely work you do with Mom Network, the community, and making life better in general. Unfortunately, I'm a single bio cis woman with a don't even have a penis to bar for a pic. So instead, here's a pic of my brand new bitch, because the bitch is a female dog. Her name is Sunday, and she loves to wear her disco collar and chase balls, don't we all? Much love, Erin from Canada. Oh my God, Sunday is so cute.
What a little bubba.
She's
what
dressed as a bumblebee.
A little bumblebee. So cute. That dog is adorable. And how amazing is this Canadian content rule? Fuck. I want to fucking be Canadian. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck.
Yeah, pretty good.
I'm officially leaving America. And I mean, since this podcast is non-union,
Get up north and start listening to your Anne Murray and your Drake, honey.
One of our mom shows won a Canadian podcast award.
That's right.
Priyanka's show. Priyanka's show, Famous This Week, won a Canadian podcasting award.
I was wondering when you were going to congratulate me on it. Thank you so much. I'm a producer on the program.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
My name is Chanel. I produce.
My name is Chanel Barillo, and I produce things.
This, I also love the song Brand New Bitch.
That was rude of me. Congratulations to you too, Alaska.
No, I'm in the union. So this doesn't count. Just kidding.
Can I borrow that top? Oh wait, you're not wearing one.
We
the emperor.
Are unionized. we are not some non-ec production.
This is not some network's bus and truck tour of Chicago.
With workers that don't wear shoes.
We choose crews with shoes.
I love the song Brand New Bitch. I think it's so good.
Me too.
Isn't it so good?
I love it. I'm a brand new bitch when I listen to it.
Wait, it came out in 2011. I literally thought it was new.
Listen, life was ho-hum before I turned on to Brand New Bitch.
I used to get so emotional, but then I got RuPaul's new album.
Oh, gosh. We're going to take a break.
And it was all the man that I need. Okay, let's take a break and we'll be right back. We are back. This is the segment where we go
spelunking, unking, unking.
deep inside the DMs. This first message comes from Chris. Ahoy hoy, SS Thunderfuck, Loveboat Belli, and Rear Admiral Dipper. Oh my. Forever dog listener, fourth time caller. For my first two installments of RuPaul's Drag Race Countdown to the Crown, featured on YouTube the week leading up to the finale of season 7 and 8, the blithe and bonny Ms. Thunderfuck 5000 was shown gallivanting backstage from doll to doll in the aptly titled segment, Can I Ask You a Question? Can I ask you a question regarding the origin story and overall buffoonery and dragoonery that went on during these highly intimate moments, captured during what I'm sure was a tawdry, intense crowning night between the beloved cast of seasons past divas? What was Alaska's favorite question, favorite answer, favorite queen from the top three each season you aim to push down the proverbial showgirl stairs due to your out-of-this-world Diane Sawyer interviewing skills? Did they all know Diane? Grizzly Drick attached, and yes, beef is on the menu, and that's a Prada hoodie, Willem. Forever your dog, Chris. Oh.
Hi, Chris.
It looks like a short... I guess maybe the sleeve is rolled up.
Oh, I thought you were going to say not something on else the dick, was short. I was like, where? Short where, bitch? This dick looks great.
Don't want no short sleeve, man.
And the balls.
Yeah, the balls are giant. Fierce.
He found a great... The balls are not shaven. You can see a couple hairs down there near the waistband where the blue is, near the tie. So he found the good mix of grooming, but not overtly groomed.
I wish I could see this in with 3D glasses, because the dick is sort of pointing toward the camera. Mm-hmm. So if it was in 3D, it would be like shooting out of the screen, which would be really fun.
If he had three brothers, I'd be fine with that too.
Oh my gosh. Seven brides for seven brothers.
So will you please let us know the answers to some of his questions? Like, what was your favorite question of the night? Did you have the same?
I don't know.
Did you ask the same girls the same questions all night, or did you have like a bevy of setup? Or because I did this job before you did it for season 5, that was me at the Abbey.
So I should have credited you.
You should have credited. Honestly, are you the new Crystal Versace?
KV is back, darling.
And I had a RuPaul interview. I was interviewing Ru at the Abbey. Did you get to speak to Mother that day?
No, we've never met.
Your press pass didn't get you time with Ru that day.
It was non-equities. So
it was not an AAA pass.
RuPaul wasn't allowed to
not all access
to participate.
Who let her backstage? No, she's pressed. She can go on the carpet. She can't stand
on
pressed.
The... I was
Honey, your wig was a carpet in the back. It was probably all matted, if I know you.
You like honestly, it's... thank you for sending in a picture of your dick. I don't remember. I don't remember that whole time.
Can't remember.
I mean, it was all such a blur. And I don't remember. I mean, if I watched those, it would be literally like watching a movie of someone else. Cause I don't remember any of it. I remember it being fun. It was very much just like sort of hanging out. And I think Jennifer Stander was producing the segment. And it was
fun.
Her idea to call it, Can I Ask You a Question? And so I just started saying, Can I Ask You a Question? Really slowly to everybody. And, I guess, saying hi to Miss Fame and talking chicken with her was fun. And, I don't remember a lot of it.
Okay, that's fair.
Anyway, our next message comes from Matt. Why don't you read it for us?
Hello, Willem, Alaska Dipper, and distinguished guests of the pod. My name is Matt. I'm an avid listener of the Mom Podcast Network from the very beginning. Recently, it came across my social networks that a new trend has started called InstaFest. This takes your Spotify listening history and creates a curated list of artists who would perform at your dream festival. Well, being one who's curious about how the algorithms view my online history, I gave it a try, and wouldn't you know it, the one and only deep friend of the pod, Lady Gaga, was my top headliner. Perhaps... More importantly, though, it decided Alaska would perform after Gaga on day 1, and Willem would headline for day 3. while also giving Head four lines, with Kylie Minogue splitting the difference on day two. I've attached my results for your perusal, along with a photo I got with the lovely Alaska when she came to Hamburger Mary's in Michigan, and a priority boarding Delta Diamond 360 penile photo pass, a PPP, as well. I would love to hear your critiques on my rather gay musical festival lineup. Is there anything I can do for the lineup to improve your experiences performing at my make-believe festival? Stay gorgeous, Queens, your deep supporter, Matt. Hey, Matt. Oh, wow.
I love that you're headlining on the Tuesday and Britney Spears and Dua Lipa are your support acts. I love that.
And Shania Twain, Katy Perry, Black Eyed Peas, Gwen Stefani, Beyonce.
Beyonce's there at the bottom. She's doing two numbers.
Yeah. And you know what? We're going to be close to curfew, so she might only get one in. Depends on how – depends if anybody runs long. So we'll really have to tell Haim and Robin.
That's the funnest part. That is the funnest part of these, like, of these InstaFest things. But you know what? I will gladly be a support act for Lady Gaga anytime. Mm-hmm. Sure.
She's going to hold up your face as the art pop ball. She's going to say, look at her. Art.
I would love if you opened your set with Trouble.
Not on the floor.
How you doing, Glasgow? Trouble.
This is Yastonbury.
I want to see you put your hands up. Trouble.
You want to see me go off? Why are you mad? Why are you mad, though?
Oh, that's so exciting. I love that. I love it. And let's look at the dick.
The dick is great. You're doing a seated meet and greet.
Who's the opening act for this?
Spit. Brought to you by your friends Spit and Savor.
Spit and polish till it shines. And I remember this
gig.
If
that fucking bird don't shine.
And do you like my outfit?
I do.
I borrowed that from, I think it was Shay Shay LaRee's.
Oh, I love Shay Shay. Why, did your bags not show up?
No, I was just like, I didn't know I was doing three numbers. I kind of didn't bring enough clothes. I could wear this. I wasn't thrilled about my outfit for the third set. And she was like, honey, wear this, take this. And the fit was a little weird. So we put this, you know, corset belt on over it in the middle. And I felt so fucking sickening in this fucking leopard. It's one armed and then the opposite legged.
Uh-huh. Let me tell you about Hamburger Mary's Ypsilanti, or however you say it.
Ypsilanti.
Uh-huh. So they book you for two numbers, but they always say, if you want to do a third, all the girls are doing three. And that's when I first said, well, let me see how it is out there. As soon as I did the first number, I said, we're doing a third number. The people in that town, they love drag. There is coin all over that floor, baby. It's a coin star.
There's money on the floor.
It is a coin star of a place. And so you always do it. Once you said you three numbers, I was like, three? I was like, oh, yeah, I know this place.
I had so much fun. The dressing room. Very, very enjoyable.
The dressing room is so fun. There's a fan that hasn't been cleaned since 1978. I'm pretty sure.
There is an ice machine that goes...
The ice machine
randomly at random times.
You fully think it's a bomb shelter. That place is a very good time. I love working there.
I like this dick though, and I like your nails. They look very clean and very manicured. As do your balls.
I thought you meant me.
So
I was
thank
like...
you. Thank you, Matt. And do we have time for this last message?
One hopes.
I think we can get away with it.
It's from Jay.
Okay, great. From Jay. Hi, AWD. Oh, that's cute. Oh, long. First. So, done. I was curious what you dolls think about the smell of a man. Not the pits or the hole. I'm talking specifically about the balls. Do you like a scent-free sack or do you prefer a little umami on your nuts? Ew, oh my God. Recently, after returning home from a trip, I was horny and wanted to have some fun with my husband. He was acting shy, and when I tried to go down on him, he said, wait, I haven't showered. But I didn't care. I started sucking his cock and smelling his balls. They were ripe, and to my surprise, I really liked it. I sniffed around like I was hunting for truffles. Anyway, love you all. Race Chasums is a welcome reprieve from the monotony of life and the very fucked up world we live in. No dick, just important questions. Sincerely, Jay.
Okay, Jay.
Some girls really like...
Some of the girls.
smelly, you know, smelly, like scented. I don't. I think that.
Do you want to see me goon out? You want to see me goon out?
I think that like recently showered is my vibe, and then like whatever natural scent happens from there is fine. I mean, I don't want it to be like perfumed like Summer's Eve or something, but I just I like a good neutral baseline.
What about a summer dusk?
I don't know. What do you like? You suck way more dick than I do.
Well, I'm fine.
I suck just as much cock as you.
I don't know if that's true, but
no, I definitely do not. I mean, I can count on one hand how many dicks I've sucked in fucking 6 years.
No.
I don't. I just.
I can barely do that for this month. I've only had sex twice, but it's been with four people.
I mean, the other direction, I don't have enough hands or appendages to count, but actually sucking dick is not really something that I really do that much.
Oh, wow. I thought you were my friend.
I leave it to you,
Lenny. I thought I knew you.
I leave it to you, sweetheart.
I love to you. I suck for you. After all the dick we've been through.
After all the dicks I got.
I'll still be sucking all along. I suck for you. I don't mind a little bit of ball smell, but if you can smell the back from the front, I'm going out the side, bitch. I don't want any of it.
Side door.
Yeah, I don't want yeah. none of that back.
Oh,
in
yeah,
the
yeah.
front.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There is
because it's all very close together down there. Close. So
I don't want back to front in. I will take a little front to back in. I will go ass to mouth if it's my ass that they're pulling it from, because I know it's clean. If it's ass to mouth from anybody else, you need to smell check it first, but no back to front in. What do you think, Dipper, about balls? Seems like that would be your area.
I'll tell you offline. Let's wrap up.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, I know Alaska's got her late checkout.
Offlining and off-roading. We want to thank you so much for listening to
Podcast.
Like, Jesus Christ. And a special thanks to you, Willem, for headlining day 3 of the festival.
Thank you for supporting day thank 1 you. Of the festival. We appreciate you. It's going to be off-site parking, though, so make sure you keep your badge on you. Shout out to all of our Mom Plus subscribers.
I deserve my own dressing room. Don't you know that I won the show?
A callback. I love it. Hey, Crystal. A shout out to all of our Mom.
I love Crystal.
I love Crystal.
A shout out to all of our Mom Plus subscribers who are listening to this episode ad-free behind the paywall. A special hello to Lisa S.
And Jarell B.
Oh, and we want to thank Miguel, too.
Mm-hmm. And we know you don't listen to ads.
You said, fuck those ads.
We want you to follow us on Instagram at Willem, at the only Alaska 5000, at RaceChaserPod, at Mom Podcasts. Just do it.
Please stay safe out there, everybody.
And we'll be back next week with another steaming piping, scalding serving of
Hot God.
Mom!
To listen to Race Chaser ad-free, sign up for Mom Plus at mompodcast.plus.
Race Chaser is produced by Forever Dog and Moguls of Media, a.k.a.
Mom!
Hosted by Alaska and Willem.
And produced by Big Dipper.
Editing and sound design by Will Pitts.
Executive produced by Willem Belli, Alaska Thunderfuck, Big Dipper, and Joe Cilio, Brett Boehm, and Alex Ramsey.
Our theme song is by Alaska Thunderfuck 5000.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.